AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A three-day outbreak of violent weather kicked up wildfires, tornadoes, and dust storms across the South and Midwest. In Alabama, Chief John Hatfield with the Dallas County Sheriff's Department says the community of Plantersville was hit by one of the tornadoes.
The biggest impact we had was loss of life. We had two fatalities, six injuries, and numerous homes destroyed by the tornado.
At least 42 people killed across eight states, and Julie Walker reports there's more severe weather in the forecast.
Another storm is forecast for the Rockies and Plains over the next couple of days. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard.
And that's also going to bring a renewed fire threat to a good part of the central part of the country, and also an access of heavy snow across portions of the central plains into the upper Midwest.
Chouinard says it's not unusual to see weather extremes in March, but the massive storm that began Friday earned an unusual high-risk designation. I'm Julie Walker.
Israel carried out airstrikes in Gaza, southern Lebanon, and southern Syria Monday. Local authorities say at least 10 killed. Israel says it was targeting militants plotting attacks. Meantime, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is looking to fire the chief of Shin Bet, Israel's domestic security agency. Joe Fetterman reports from Jerusalem.
Ronen Bar would become the latest in a string of top security officials forced out of office in recent months. This also includes the country's former defense minister, as well as the commander of Israel's military. Now, Netanyahu says this is simply a case where he has lost faith in his Shin Bet chief. But Netanyahu has repeatedly tried to place the blame for the failures that led to the October 7th Hamas attack on top security officials by pushing out figures like Bar. Critics say that Netanyahu is insulating himself against criticism of his own actions and the decision-making by the political leadership.
This is AP News. There's no drama over who's hosting next year's Oscars.
Conan O'Brien will be back to host the Academy Awards next year. The announcement comes very early. O'Brien hosted the Oscars for the first time earlier this month.
It's Hollywood's biggest night. That starts at 4 in the afternoon.
The Oscars on ABC drew its biggest audience in 5 years. Disney's Craig Erwich says O'Brien's unique comedic style perfectly captured the moment.
Netflix leads all studios with an impressive 18, count them, 18 price increases.
Oscars organizers say the show was also successful in social media metrics, outperforming both the Grammy Awards and the Super Bowl. In a statement, Conan O'Brien said the only reason he's hosting the Oscars next year is that he wants to hear Best Actor Adrian Brody finish his speech. I'm Ed Donahue.
19.7 million viewers tuned in to this year's Oscars. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.